You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to join Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another audio described theatre review. Hello Vidar, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much, Toby. Good to be back with you and listeners.
This week we have the sensational story of the Mitford sisters brought to life on stage in Amy Rosenthal's compelling, touching and witty new play, The Party Girls, at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. Vidar, how did you find this, I suppose, maybe refreshing, alternative take on the controversial British socialites, the Mitford sisters, in The Party Girls at the Rep?
Well, I enjoyed the show, thank you very much, Toby, and it was an interesting production about a very interesting family. I hadn't read too much about them over the years, although I'd heard about them. I had an idea about some of their backdrop, if you like, and some of what happened to them. So interesting to learn more through the play, and interesting also to get a feel for some of the costumes, some of the set and some of the props during a most interesting touch tour.
And the story of The Party Girls, I believe, focuses more on Jessica Mitford, who felt she had to leave the family dynamic behind when she became a communist and befriended a Jew, which caused quite a sort of lot of, I suppose, conflict within the family and some maybe sort of, I suppose, extreme viewpoints from the other sisters. So maybe quite a sort of tough play to watch, but a very thought-provoking and relevant story for today as well, Vidar.
I was going to say it was a tough play to watch in a way, and yes, but thought-provoking is a good word actually, Toby, and I would certainly use that to describe it. It was very thought-provoking and very poignant as well, and lots of things to come out of thinking about from the auditorium after the matinee.
From what I hear, there was a wonderful, almost cinema-like way in which the scenes changed on stage and the sort of passing of time too, with the lighting fading and the set moving with the characters sort of off stage as they were still performing. So almost like they were sort of fading into memory. And this must have come across through the audio description as well, because I think there was also the use of projections telling you where you were in the storyline with sort of, I suppose, indicating the location and timescale. So I suppose with the description that helped you to follow the story.
You know, we talk about this very often, don't we, where audio description comes into its own for describing the overtly visual dimensions to any particular play or musical or whatever it happens to be. And yes, the fact that we were in different periods of time during the play at different points during the drama. And without that audio description, I, for one, and I'm sure other visually impaired patrons would have been totally lost in terms of where we were in terms of history and time and sequences and things. So that was very, very helpful to have that from Carolyn through the AD. And also she could describe any projections that were being done, etc. So that visual dimension was covered, as it should be, of course, because that's the whole point of audio description.
And I also think a great use in, I suppose, audio description of giving a sense of how the actors on stage are portraying the Mitford sisters, because they had to sort of follow them in their sort of, I suppose, their life from mid-20s right through to old age. And I think that came across in the characterizations of the actors, their movement, sort of showing how the Mitford sisters aged. And again, that's something which not only shows the skill of the actors, but something that you can only get through the audio description of how those characterizations and the passing of time of those characters are portrayed on stage.
You've highlighted another example of where the audio description came very much into its own, and exactly along the lines that you've just set out in your question, we learned a lot more through the audio description. And again, without that, I just wonder how much, if you would have got something out of the play, of course, but I think you would have missed so much without the audio description in this particular case. So Carolyn did a great job of helping to enhance certainly my enjoyment and understanding and appreciation of what was going on stage and when it was due to be set and what the timeline was.
So maybe a very thought-provoking, enduring and emotional time at the Rep with the party girls for you, Vidar?
It was all of the above, and yes, gave me plenty to think about, and we were discussing it when we came out of the theatre, which is always a good sign, I think, of a successful production. If you're discussing it on your way out, it means that it's been engaging and it's given you something to think about. So very much a success on this occasion.
Well, for more about access at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre, including details of audio-described performances, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Beau Stratagem, and this is at the RSC.
That's at the RSC indeed, Toby. Yes, so looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners when we next speak.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of The Party Girls at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
A great pleasure, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.